This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Last night, Tom Robleski, the local leader of the Boeing Machinists Union, announced he will step down from that position. Robleski's been under intense pressure as members of his union are divided over 777X contract settlements. The veteran union leader's been hospitalized twice in the last month. He cited health reasons for his decision to step down. Carolyn Adolph is KUOW's economy reporter who has been steadfastly following the twists and turns at Boeing. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Marcy.
A lot to talk about when it comes to Boeing. We'll just talk about this. What did Robleski say exactly last night?
Well, he said he was retiring because of the stress, and he says he wants to make his own health a priority. Here's the messages he left at the end, though. He said he always acted in the best interests of the machinists, and he wants people in the union to come together now for a better future.
Did he make this announcement live, or was this via some kind of written release?
It was last night at a district council meeting, actually, so just to a small group of elected representatives. Nobody was expecting it. It was something that it wasn't truly a surprise. People were thinking that he might announce something, but it wasn't clear when, and this is because people knew he'd been ill.
Yeah, he in and out of hospital, as I understand it.
Well, that's it. And the timings were so interesting, once before that second vote and once directly after it.
So how exactly, walk us back a second, how did Tom Robleski fit into this whole Boeing vote, revote, the big push that some people felt in the Machinist Union to approve this contract?
Let's take it one tiny step further. Let's remember, this man has been in this role for 20 years. He was the lion who led the machinists in 2008 to go to Boeing for more. They were going to profit from good times at Boeing to get more out of the company. Fast forward 5 years, tables have completely turned. Boeing is still doing really well, but the circumstances have changed, and now Tom Robleski had to face a situation in which the company is coming at them, and it's the company that wants concessions, major ones, pillars of what the machinists feel that they've built. So then it gets complicated for Robleski right off the bat, because the international union out in D.C. swoops in, and it negotiated with Boeing for the first contract proposal. Robleski was neutered. He was silenced, and he was made to look as though he was going along.
Well, and people may remember that before that first vote, the initial vote on the contract, Robleski, who sort of was silent, stood in front of membership and tore up the contract and called it a piece of crap. I'm quoting him directly.
I believe you are.
Yeah, and that seems quite a shock for a leader to have to do.
Indeed it was, but you also have to remember that he was in a room full of people who were jeering at him and demanding that he speak. So in the end, when he said that, members voted with him. They stood with him, and they voted the offer down 2-1. But then came round two, you know, and Robleski again walked away. He had these meetings with Boeing at Boeing's commercial airplanes headquarters in South Seattle. And this time when Robleski walked away, it was totally different. There was this onslaught. The company, the politicians, and the international kind of ganged up. And members who wanted a second vote actually called on Robleski to get out of the way.
Carolyn Adolph is an economics reporter here at KUOW. And Carolyn, we called up some members of the Machinist Union today and asked what they thought of Robleski's decision to leave.
I think he was in over his head. But, you know, I'm terribly disappointed that he would leave at this point in time. You know, I mean, with all the things that the Machinist Union membership has gone through over the past few weeks, for him to depart now and leave us in a lurch, it's not good.
He's left us in a spot where we're in a healing mode right now. We're not in a good spot right now. Not a good time to be left.
That was Sarah Baumgarten and David Clay, two machinists with Local 751. Their reaction to Tom Robleski's decision to leave. Have you talked yourself, Carolyn, to any machinists to hear what they have to say?
I have talked to a few, and you know, people are just numb. They've been walking around, just still in a state of shock over that, the result of that second vote, the 51% in favor of the contract this time. So truly a divided union. And so these people who, you know, we've just heard from are really capturing some of the spirit of the times of, you know, people are still trying to find their bearings, and now they have to do a leadership race in this atmosphere.
And so what happens? You have any idea who's in the mix to take over? It's pretty soon to tell, but, you know, what are they looking for?
I have seen who's in the mix is an interesting question. I've seen a few people walking around in suits that I didn't see walking around in suits a few months ago.
Okay. So.
But the real thing is that, you know, this announcement was such a surprise that all the union has done in the interim is strike a committee to get the election rolling. But the thing is, it's going to take longer than the 2 weeks that Tom Robleski has left before his last day. So that means they also need some sort of interim leadership.
Wow. So in the meantime, there's a scramble to just on a ad hoc basis find someone to step up. And that person, whoever it is, mm-hmm. interim or non-interim, seems like they'll be facing some major issues.
Well, there's the unity issue they've got to bring together. But the second issue is how to pull power back from the international so that the local machinists can represent their own people and speak with one voice. So that's a very important thing. But the larger question is how do you heal these wounds when you've got almost half the membership feeling betrayed by the other half?
And still some petitions to the National Labor Relations Board to either revote or mm-hmm. annul the vote as it stood. So we're looking at a slew of things facing whoever is brave enough to put their name in the hat.
Absolutely.
Carolyn Adolph, thank you so much for your continuing coverage. I know you'll be on this, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Well, thank you, Marcy.
It's The Record on KUOW.